Suburban Montgomery County, Pennsylvania is in the middle of a contentious primary election battle, not among Democrats who control county government, but among Republicans who are hoping to mount a comeback. WHYY's Dave Davies has the story.
There's an old saying that when it comes to primary battles, Democrats fight it out while Republicans work it out, quietly. Well, not this year. Republican leaders in Montgomery County find that the battle for the party's nominations for county commissioner, the highest post in this election cycle, are dominated by two brothers who were brash, conservative, and so young they live together with their parents.
So I'm young, I'm a millennial. In fact, I'm the youngest commissioner in the history of Montgomery County.
Joe Gale ran against party leaders 4 years ago at the age of 26 and captured the one seat reserved for the minority party on the three-member county commission. He hasn't made up with party leaders who didn't back him. In fact, he regularly criticizes GOP elected officials as not Republican enough. Here he is at a state Senate hearing 2 years ago.
And we have a problem with the rhino in the room. And rhino is Republican in name only. And we have so many rhinos in all levels of government.
Gale says even Republican Senator Pat Toomey's been a disappointment. His idols are President Trump and the late Frank Rizzo, a controversial mayor of Philadelphia in the 1970s. The party gets to nominate two candidates for county commissioner, and Joe has found the perfect running mate, his 28-year-old brother, Sean.
Joe has been a true conservative Republican. But the only problem is there's one Joe Gale. We need two of them. And that's why I'm running, to take the second seat back in Montgomery County.
Sean Gale's an attorney who ran his brother's campaign 4 years ago, speaking there at the third Republican candidate forum in Upper Marion. Joe skipped all three forums, letting Sean represent the ticket against three other candidates, all local officials from municipalities in the county. Some party veterans say they're bothered by what they see as the Gales' lack of civility. Mary Woods, the county's jury commissioner and its only elected Republican besides Joe Gale, describes getting a call from him when she was thinking of running for county commissioner. She says he was, in a word,
enraged. He said that he would come at me hard if I chose to run against him.
Gale, she said, added that it would get bloody. Woods decided not to run, but made a statement at a candidate forum about her encounter with Gale.
I said that I would not be intimidated by a bully.
Gale says he did speak to Woods, but was not enraged and didn't threaten to come after her. He says the story is the same kind of nonsense people throw at President Trump. Gale says Woods and other critics are just party insiders who've had a target on his back since he beat them 4 years ago, and he knows they're determined to beat the Gale brothers this year. County Republican Chair Liz Havey takes strong exception to that. She says she's supporting no one and is taking great care to be even-handed.
We have had three forums open to the public, and we've invited every one of the candidates. We'll have our convention where every candidate will have an opportunity to speak. There's no secret meetings of leaders because nobody wants to bicker.
There's a historical context to this race. The Republican Party dominated Montgomery County for more than a century, but in recent years, its population has become more moderate. There are now 66,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans and plenty of independents. Democrats hold 13 of the 15 county elected offices. The Republicans want to make a comeback, and political consultant Jeff Jubilier says despite party leaders' professed neutrality in the primary, it makes sense they'd be looking for candidates more moderate than the Gale brothers.
Republican leaders in Montgomery County would, in my opinion, really want candidates and officials who attract not only their Republican voters, but independents and even Democrats.
There are three Republican candidates running against the Gales: Whitman Township Supervisor Fred Connor, former Plymouth Township Councilman Dean Eisenberger, and Upper Pottsgrove Commissioner Franz Krasilkovich. All are fiscal conservatives who say they have the right experience to lead the county. If Joe Gale wins another term, he sees big things for himself. He noted in a November radio interview with WNPV host Daryl Berger that Montgomery County has more people than a congressional district.
I represent a constituency larger than a congressman. The only Republican that would outrank me as far as constituent size is a statewide Republican, and the only one we have is Pat Toomey.
Right.
So I would have a big role in statewide politics. I know the establishment's well aware of that, and it bothers them.
Republican voters have 10 weeks to pick the two candidates they think gives them the best shot to recapture control of the county commission. Dave Davies, WHYY News.